This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to another edition of Cinema Chat, week two of WEMU's Michael Jewett Adventure. Russ Collins is away. And
Adventures in Movies.
That's right, Adventures in Movies, yes. With Michael the Madman.
I like that. We could rename it that, Adventures in Movies, something. Yes.
So while Russ is away, Michael's going to be filling in to this week and again next week, and we're certainly looking forward to that. Did you ever study movies when you were in college or
yes,
high school?
Yes, I did. I think it would be three semesters of film. So,
and does it change the way that you view movies today?
Oh, yeah. I was very immersed in films. And I was in Ann Arbor back during the days of the Ann Arbor Film Co-op, Cinema Guild, and everything. And I watched movies. You know, I'm going to see Truffaut this night. I'm going to see Godard that night. I'm going to, you know, Horror Fest and everything. So, yeah, I probably...
So you learned to watch with eyes that go beyond what you see on the screen.
Yeah, in the late 70s, early 80s, I probably easily watched 24 to 36 movies a year. Easily.
Sounds like a pretty good life.
Easily. I'm watching a movie every week. That's... For almost a movie every week. But it was great. It was like very accessible. You know, go see a movie for like $1.50, $2. So, yeah. And then I took like Introduction to Film, American Cinema, European Cinema, something like that.
See, I never took any of those movie or film classes. Yeah. But the Michigan Theater does something that is really cool. And it's called Movies 101. And it is returning. It's 4 3-hour sessions where you learn all about the linguistic tools that help tell the stories within the movies. And you get to watch movies, but you also learn about the process. And that just sounds like a fascinating thing to me.
The professor, the instructor for the course, Dr. Henry Aldridge, of course, we're all big fans of Dr. Aldridge.
Emeritus professor of film here at Eastern Michigan University.
So a great opportunity to enhance your experience of the art of film.
If you're interested in signing up for that and want to learn a little bit more about how movies are made, the classes meet from 12 to 3 p.m. on Sundays, September 8th, September 15th, September 22nd, and October 6th. And you can sign up and find out more by going to michtheater.org.
It would certainly enhance your film-going experience.
Absolutely.
And change your film-going
experience. Absolutely. And anybody who's engaged with Dr. Aldridge knows you're going to learn, you're going to learn well, and it's going to be entertaining altogether.
Yeah, terrific instructor.
Speaking of the Michigan Theater, there's a movie called opening on Friday, August 30th, this coming Friday, After the Wedding.
And I saw the trailer for this when I saw a feature at the Michigan Theater. We'll talk about that a little later. This does look very compelling. It's getting a mix of positive to maybe just lukewarm reviews.
Which surprised me based solely on cast.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure why. You know, I don't always want to read too many reviews before I see something because I don't want to color it. But, you know, Billy Crudup, Julianne Moore in the lead. Michelle Williams plays Isabel.
All three are just fantastic actors.
Yeah, Michelle Williams' character is works with children in an orphanage in Calcutta. There's a wealthy donor that is going to give the great gift, this huge gift, but there's a catch. And the catch is what drives the narrative of the story. It's like, why does a Michelle Williams character have to meet?
And it's a very slow reveal through the movie.
Yeah,
right?
So if you want to peel back the onion, see what that's about, After the Wedding sounds pretty
again,
compelling.
Again, it opens Friday, August 30th at the Michigan. And then at the State Theater, we have Cold Case Hammarskjöld. Did I say that right, Michael?
I think that's pretty enough. We're going to go with that. The story of Secretary General to the UN, Dag Hammarskjöld, who died in a plane crash in Northern Rhodesia. There were all sorts of questions about the crash, this is the story of the UN opening the case on the suspicion of an assassination being involved in this. So
now, this is a movie that won the Cinetopia 2019 Audience Award.
So another recommendation.
Everybody who has seen it really loved it because there were a lot of great films at Cinetopia Film Festival. Again, that's going to open at the State Theater Friday. And you're listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. The Michael Jewett Adventure continues, filling in for Russ Collins until his return in September.
And Cinema Chat doing the job. And I think I think one of the missions of Cinema Chat is to get you to not only appreciate, you know, film more also, but to maybe get you to see something that you wouldn't be inclined.
And now, you were kind of iffy on seeing the movie Loose. And you went.
Loose, which you should know, is L-U-C-E, not the word L-O-O.
Right. It's
loose,
a name.
It's a name, and it's also loose means light, which is kind of crucial to understanding the story. I went ahead and jumped in on this, and I got to tell you, directorial debut, a breakthrough for Julius Ona. I think this is his third or fourth film. And a young up-and-coming actor, Kelvin Harrison Jr., showed up on, like, Variety magazines. You know, this is a name to watch. He holds his own with and against Naomi Watts, Tim Roth, and Octavia Spencer. So this is like some real veteran actors and a young up-and-coming actor. But a very, very complex tale about race, about privilege, contemporary politics, but in a really, really engrossing and original way that keeps you not edge
on your
seat.
You don't figure it out in the first 10 minutes, do you?
No. And it's like, and your perspective shifts because you're seeing things from both Luce's point of view and then from the adults in his life, the teacher, his teacher and his adoptive parents. Naomi Watts and Tim Roth play the adoptive parents. Luce is a survivor as a child soldier from Eritrea. So there's a lot going on in this movie that, and it really, really keeps you guessing. And I was pretty much floored by this one. So definitely check that out. Read a couple of reviews. Maybe see the trailer. Luce is still playing.
So you went in 50-50 and you came out 100%.
Yeah, pretty much. And you know what?
But it's not for everybody, right?
Right. It's I do a little bit of research. And, well, you know what? It's a film I saw on Sunday night. And I am still processing this. I've had this ongoing discussion in some of the Facebook.
So it's one of those you might want to go see again.
Yes,
pick
this
up
is
something else.
Well, this is one of those movies that it was like I was originally on my might see list, went to my must see list, and this is like, boy, I'm glad I saw this list. And you know
and
what?
Now I need to see it again.
And this is actually a movie I would probably at some point probably own physically somewhere down the road. Really
wow.
Compelling movie. Yeah,
that
in a lot
is,
of ways.
Pretty high praise.
On all sorts of levels. So Luce, L-U-C-E.
Yeah, so that continues playing downtown as well. There are a couple of special screenings that are coming up. Are you a
great
fan of old? Are you a fan of old time movies?
Yeah. Well, all sorts of movies, and I tell you, just about everything on these special screenings is like, yeah, terrific stuff.
So Casablanca. Now, that is an old-time movie. Who doesn't love Casablanca, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I loved Casablanca. Now, this is a film that's going to be playing on Labor Day, Monday, September 2nd at 7 p.m. at the Michigan Theater. And, you know, everybody's coming back to school. If you are a student, you can get in free with a valid ID. So not a bad way, if you've never seen the film before, to kind of go see what all the fuss was about, because the fuss was worth it. A Star is Born, the most modern version with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. That will be playing next week, Wednesday, September 4th at the Ann Arbor Farmers Market. And this is a movie that is going to be a free outdoor screening. So again, opportunity to get back into the swing of things with a nice event. There'll be food trucks, a beer garden, pre-movie entertainment, circus performances, popcorn and more. All the festivities get underway at 6 p.m. Wednesday, September 4th, and you get to see A Star is Born, which, by the way, I watched and I really enjoyed, and I didn't know that I would.
You know what? That's the beauty, I think, of movies. It's like to get you out of your comfort zone and maybe see something that you're not really, you know, thinking about to begin with, and all of a sudden it's like, wow, this was a winner on all sorts of levels. So,
right.
Yeah.
Mary Poppins Returns is going to be playing Friday, August 30th in Detroit as part of the Cinetopia Film Festival's free summer screenings. John Wick playing Saturday, August 31st, 10 p.m. at the State Theater as part of the late night series. So all sorts of special screening choices for you. Now, there's one movie opening at the Multiplex we want to make mention of opening Friday. It's an American supernatural thriller called Don't Let Go. And this is a movie you seem to be somewhat familiar with, Michael.
Well, you know, I did see the trailer. I forgot why I happened to see the trailer. David Oyelowo, probably best known for playing Martin Luther King in Selma.
Oh, was he fantastic?
Yeah,
in that?
He's in kind of a psychological thriller here, directed by, I don't have the director's name ahead of me, but this is what he specializes in. And like After the Wedding, it's got a mix of mixed to positive reviews, but this is one of those thrillers where the character, the hero of the story, can see the terrible thing that's about to happen, but the person who it's going to happen to is stuck in a different, you know, part
plane
of the time thing.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm not quite sure what's really going on there. And this is on one of those, on my, like, mid-level list. It's like, well, that looks kind of interesting and everything, so I may check that out as well. Don't Let Go at the Multiplexes.
Now, when we talk about movies like Don't Let Go, do you usually buy into the actors that are in it, or do you buy into the concept itself?
You know, why do you go see a movie? It's like sometimes it's the cast, sometimes it's the actual story, sometimes it's genre, sometimes it's director, or a combination of all those things. I don't know that Oyelowo is quite at my I'm going to see everything he's in list yet. Getting close.
But might be there.
Close.
Right,
I do like him that much. But, you know, I mean, we're not talking Denzel yet, so...
Well,
so, yeah. And then there are certain directors that I'm just going to go because I'm like, well, that's the guy. So,
that is the guy.
Yeah,
right?
That's the guy. So.
So let me ask you one more question before you take off. Last week you were saying it might be on your list and you ended up going seeing a movie and you loved it. What one that you might want to see this week do you think you're going to end up seeing?
Well, actually, I think I'm going to go back to something, One Child Nation, the documentary about China's One Child. I'm going to try to find some time to go see that. After seeing the trailer and doing a little bit more reading, this is like something that I think I should make the effort to do.
Thank you so much for the time today, Michael. I
appreciate it. I'm having a ball, but Russ will be back soon.
He will be back soon, but until such time,
all will be returned to normal.
The Michael Jewett adventure continues as part of Cinema Chat.
Adventures in movies.
That's right. You are listening to your community NPR station. It's 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti. Once again, you'll find all the information you need about all the movies we've discussed today by going to our website at WEMU.org and check in a little while. You'll find it on the WEMU Facebook page as well. Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.